Arrest reported in weekend gang killing of Los Angeles toddler. Angry Democrats vow to block GOP Medicare and Medicaid plans. President Clinton blasts suggestive Calvin Klein ads. Good Thursday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. In Los Angeles, an apparent break in Sunday's vicious gang ambush of a car that had taken a wrong turn, an attack that killed a three-year-old girl. Two L.A. television stations report a man in his 20s was arrested early today at his home two blocks from the shooting scene. KNX reporter Stephanie Roberts is on the story.
It's reported the man in custody is considered a prime suspect and that his two brothers, also reputed gang members who may be linked to the case, may have fled the country. Police at the Northeast Station are being tight-lipped, but Chief Willie Williams has scheduled a news conference for 9:30 this morning to update developments in the case.
Final arguments begin next week in the O.J. Simpson trial, and the case goes to the jury in early October. Lead defense attorney Johnny Cochran is confident.
If you look at the prosecution's case, they failed. They talk all the time about a mountain of evidence, and we're going to show that the mountain is little more than a molehill that's collapsed in a bunch of lies.
This is David Dow in Los Angeles. When court resumes, O.J. Simpson's lawyers may or may not present one more witness, state DNA expert Gary Sims, who previously testified for the prosecution. Then lawyers will debate the instructions to be given jurors. It could turn contentious on one issue, whether jurors should be given an option of finding Simpson guilty of first or second degree murder. Simpson's lawyers want it first degree or nothing. Not surprising, says CBS News legal consultant Victor Gold.
The defense feels confident that this jury does not want to send O.J. Simpson away for the rest of his life.
Defense lawyers say they're also fearful of a compromise verdict. Second-degree convictions would send Simpson to prison for many years, though he could one day return to freedom. David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
2 minutes now past the hour. More problems for California Governor Pete Wilson's bid for the GOP presidential nomination. Newsman Pat Davis reports from Sacramento.
Governor Wilson's presidential campaign press secretary Dan Schnur has confirmed Wilson's longtime advisor George Gorton has resigned as campaign manager and has been replaced by Craig Fuller, a top aide to George Bush's successful 1988 presidential campaign. Sacramento Bee political columnist Dan Walter says this latest shakeup at the top is another nail in the coffin of Wilson's presidential bid.
It's kind of ironic that Wilson's kind of turned everything that had worked for him in the past, which was kind of a gritty consistency and a loyal campaign staff, turned it all around in this presidential campaign. He's all over the map on issues.
Walter says what is happening now in the Wilson campaign reminds him of the confusion that reigned in the two failed presidential attempts by former California Governor Jerry Brown. Pat Davis for CBS News, Sacramento.
Time on the roundup, 3 past the hour. Tempers have reached a boiling point on Capitol Hill over GOP proposals to trim Medicare and Medicaid. When Republicans moved to delay a public hearing, Florida Democrat Sam Gibbons stormed out of a meeting.
This is a pure railroad. Nobody can talk. Nobody can make any motions. You're a bunch of dictators. That's all you are.
And there was a hallway fracas when New York Democrat Charles Rangel went nose to nose with Iowa Republican Jim Nussle.
You haven't had a hearing. You're taking $270 billion away from the poor. Because we don't have the majority, this is
because you don't have a plan. Where's your plan?
And that was just the beginning. Correspondent Rob Armstrong has more on the hot debate.
It's one thing for Democratic politicians such as Tom Harkin of Iowa to decry the Republican cuts.
This latest assault on Medicare and Medicaid really is almost the last nail in the coffin for many of our small towns in rural America.
But it's quite another to hear it from people directly affected.
That rural hospital being 15 minutes away with a good life squad, which we have all over the county, is the difference between living and dying.
Orland Miller is a retired farmer. He lives in Sardinia, Ohio, and serves on the board of his county's medical center.
If you get cut, do we want to come to the point that we have only for-profit hospitals? I think not.
Republicans say they are cutting Medicare in order to save the program. Democrats say the Republicans are gutting Medicare in order to fund tax breaks for the very wealthy. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Those are members of the White House press corps engaging in a snowball fight at Denver's Buckley Air National Guard Base. A late summer storm dumped 9 inches on the area, and a shortage of de-icing trucks caused a delay of several hours in the departure of Air Force One and the press charter for San Francisco. As Mark Noller reports, President Clinton is taking on a fashion icon.
It was not just the president addressing a campaign fundraiser in Denver last night. It was also Bill Clinton, irate father. Admitting that his remarks may not be popular, Mr. Clinton denounced those controversial Calvin Klein blue jean ads in which young people were portrayed in a sexually suggestive manner. And the president made it clear he was offended.
I don't have any comment on whether those Calvin Klein ads were legal or illegal, but those kids were my daughter's age that were in those ads, and they were outrageous. It was wrong.
The Calvin Klein company has asserted that while the people in the ads looked young, they were all over 18, and the ads have already stopped running. In any case, the president's point was that too many kids don't have adequate parental supervision and, in effect, are raising themselves. First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton intends to address the same subject in her weekly newspaper column on Sunday. Mark Noller, CBS News, with the president in San Francisco.